The following shiur is recorded, edited, and presented to you by Kol HaLashon. We wish you an enjoyable and meaningful time listening.
Start your day in a tighter way. Most West London. Tuesday, Yud Alafia, 5th of May. Meshirakach, the Indian Nashim Besfiya Soime. I'm going to start with what we speak about the Indian Nashim Besfiya Soime. A couple of words, Chizuk, the matzah we find ourselves now in. The very first Medrash in Shir Hashir, I think, very relevant current situation. The first Medrash in Shir Hashir, quotes a pasuk in Mishli, Chaziso ish mohi b'melachtei. You've seen a person which was diligent, he was mohi in his job, b'melachtei. He did his job with diligency. Lifnei melochim yisyatev. He stood later on before kings. Says the Medrash, Chaziso ish mohi b'melachtoi, Re'a Yosef. Echsiv be'i ve'yovei ha'baisa, Le'etis melachtoi. It's referring to Yosef HaTzadik, which was diligent when he was doing his job, his duties by Potiphar. He was an Eved to Potiphar, and he did his job b'mehirus u'b'zrizus with an emonos. Lefnei melochim yisyatev. Late on, he was zeicher. Lefichoch, lefnei melochim yisyatev. Shemesh et Rabbi Kerigen, says the Medrash. He was Mishabesh, Potiphar Kerigen. He did his job properly. And he was zeicher because of that. Lefnei melochim yisyatev. To stand before Paroi and be a Melech in Mitzrayim. Medrash is a pele. What mitzvah, what inyan was there that Yosef should serve Potiphar ben Emonos, and because of that, should be zeichet to be a Melech in Mitzrayim. So the Sifrei Tzaddik, he writes that he asked his child to his cousin, the Sfasemeth. And the Sfasemeth told him, the Pasuk says, Tomim Tiyem Hashem Elekecho. A person has to serve the Rebbein Shlem B'tzmimus. Rashi there says that a person has to be mekabel, the kabel mitzmimus, the kabel with a tzmimus, every situation that he finds himself in. Said the Sfasemeth, he also had thought he was learning Torah by his father's house, in the middle of Tuchas Egla Rufa, in the middle of Masechta Saita with Yaakov Avinu. He was torn away, kidnapped, and sold for an Eved. And he could have been heartbroken. I want to go back to my father, to learn Torah by my father, Yaakov Avinu. But no, Hisalach Imay B'tzmimet, he was Mekabel the Matzav. The Rebbein Shem wants him to be an Eved by Potiphar. That's what the Rebbein Shem wants, that's what he's going to do. And he did it with his whole heart, wholeheartedly. He served Yosef HaTzadik. He served Potiphar because that's what the Rebbein Shalom wants. If that's what the Rebbein Shalom wants, then he was mekabel the tmimus, the matzav he's in. Tell us for some, that's what the Medrash is telling us. A person who's mekabel the matzav, which is not gishmak, is mekabel it tahava because that's what the Rebbein Shalom wants. He's zoicha and that's chus, the shnei melochim is yatsev, to get a much, much more gishmak matzav, a much more preferred matzav, the best matzav possible for Yosef HaTzadik. In Mitzrayim was to be a melech. He was mekabel his matzav, and because of that, he was zeicher to a much more gishmaker, much more preferred matzav. So too, we can say, rather, everybody is chalashim to get back closely with Smedish, to be held to Shurim once again in Smedish, to be able to daven Nachum Ol B'Minyan in the Smedish. But that's what the Rebbein Shem wants, and people are mekabel the matzav. The mekabel between us, the Rebbein Shem will be Ezra Shem, the Kor of Mamish, bring a much, much better matzav a much more preferred matzah to all of us. Let's go on now to the topic we want to speak about today. Noshim b'sfiyas ha'imen. The Brayse and Kiddushin, the Flamet Gimel on the base, goes through different mitzvahs, Asay Shazman Gromer, and Noshim ha'potah, Sukkilul of Shaita v'tzitzis, v'tfilin, Be'ei the mitzvah say, Shalai Hazman Gromer, and Noshim ha'chayev, Nezuzah, Makkah, Aveda, Shliuch ha'kah. Sfiyas ha'imen is not on the list. Not on the list, not on the mitzvah say, Shazman Gromer, not on the list of mitzvah say, Shalai Hazman Gromer. It's Svara, Shteitzach, we would say, the mitzvah say, Shazman Gromer. It's the man, is only from second day Pesach till Shavuot. So even if one could count by day also, let's say one could count by day, like it's a shame, so it's not going to be a mitzvah say, Shazman Gromer, to you in Belay Laila. But that alone, they can only count from Pesach till Shavuot, the Chayra should constitute a mitzvah seish of mangrom. As they say to Yambam and take Zion to meet the Mesophim, Halach and Chabdalet, Noshim Avodim to Turim and Sfiyas Ha'imen. As they say to Magen Avraham Medina. However, the Rambam in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Aleph, the Rambam speaks through that the Braisa misses out many different exceptions. Rambam puts on the list Sfiyas Ha'imen. The Rambam says Sfiyas Ha'imen is doch a mitzvah say she'en as man groma. And noshim achayev. And we call mocking, the Braisa doesn't put it on the list. A mitzvah say she'en as man groma. Rambam points out. The Rambam is taking on the pshitus. A tzvias ha'ima is a mitzvah say she'en as man groma. And noshim achayev. And this Rambam needs a bio. Why is tzvias ha'ima a mitzvah say she'en as man groma? This is what we'd like to explain a bit. So there's a Miram Chalava, which is one of the late Rishonim. Miram Chalava, it's printed, this stickle is printed in the Sof, Shittas HaKadmoinim, on Bava Kama. And he says the following, V'Haramban Zal Pasav Nesfiyah Zoyme, Noshim Chayavetz Boy, V'Chein Ike. V'Loy Mema'atinon, we're only Mema'at, the Pata women, Elosh Hazman Groma. A mitzvah that the Zman is the Goyim. Usfiyas ha'ime, in Goyim lo'y ha'zman. The Zman isn't the Goyim. Elo ha'maisa. The Maisa is Goyim. Not the Zman, a Maisa is Goyim, Sfiyas ha'ime. The Haina ha'kra'as ha'ime. The Maisa of ha'kra'as ha'ime. The bringing the Ka'ob and Menchas ha'ime on the second day Pesach, that's the Goyim. The Sfiyas Ha'ime, not the Zman. The Afa Pisha Ha'ime Tali B'Zman. Even though that alone is Tali B'Zman, because you can bring the Ha'ime only on the second day Pesach. Mikol Mokim Ha'mis Ba'ine Tali Boy. Ela B'Maita Ha'krova. Eloi Ha'zman Groma. The Mispa is not Tali. Only on the Maita Ha'krova and not on the Zman. So the Manam Chayavah says this, Pratim Ha'ban is Azoi. Sfiyas Ha'ime is not toiler on the Zman of second day Pesach. Sfiyas Ha'ime is toiler on the Hakrov of the Poil of the Kov, of the Minchas Ha'ime. The Maisa Hakrov. The Maisa Hakrov is toiler on the Zman of the second day Pesach. But that doesn't make Sfiyas Ha'ime Zman Gromer, because the Sfiyah alone is toiler on the Hakrov and not the Zman. Shteba Maram Chalava, two Yisoidus. Would you like to discuss the Shabbat Ishmael? Yisoid number one is that Sfiyas Ha'im is not Tali on the second day Pesach. It's not like eating matzah, which is Tesvov Nissen is the Goyim for Achilas Matzah. Or Tesvov Tishri is the Goyim for Metilas Lulav. Sfiyas Ha'im is not like that. The Goyim isn't the Zman of Pesach Nissen. The Goyim is the Hakrova Bapoyal of the Oimer. And that's not called as Zman Groma. And the main, even if Bapoyal, it only comes from time to time. But Bibalt and Zman is not the Groma. This is the second Kiddush. Bapoyal You don't count Sfiras HaOmer every day. It's only done on certain days of the calendar, from Pesach to Shavuos. But Mibal the Goyim isn't the Zman. That doesn't have a din Zman Grom. So Chiddush number one is that the Sfiras HaOmer is not tolerant on specific days, not totally on Tezayin Nisan Tel Shavuos, it's totally on that Krovas HaOmer. And Chiddush number two is that because it's not totally on that Krovas HaOmer, because it's not totally on the Yomim, it's only totally on that Krovas, therefore, it's not called Zman Grom. Let's take these two Chiddushim separately and try and go and elaborate on both of them. The first Chiddush that he says that the Goyim of Sfiras HaOmer is the Hakrova B'Poyel, the Choyer Tzarchiyim. They would say, why do we count the first night? Korban HaOmer was only bought by day. So you count Sfiras HaOmer before you bring the Omer. How can you tell me that the Hakrova of the Omer is the Goyim of Sfiras HaOmer? They started counting by night and they only bought the Omer the next day. So the Choyer, you have to be madchik. It doesn't mean that you start counting after you bought the Omer. Now the counting is totally on that Krova. The mitzvah is to count the night before your Makar the Omer. Start counting from the night before your Makar the Omer. So that Krova is the Goyim, but it's Goyim it even before you actually bring it. The mitzvah is the night before your Makar the Omer, start counting 49 days. But we felt it's not the Zaman on the Luach, it's the Hakrova. I mean, it's mitzvah say she'ein hazman gomor. But look at the Maram Chalava. It's going to come out that the Divrei Rambam is only going to stem with the Rishonim which hold that Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh d'rabbanon. It's a big machlik of Rishonim. But the Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh d'yaisa d'rabbanon. Nowadays, we don't bring a Korban HaOmer. The Sfiras Rishonim, which is Shittas, Rambam, and others, that you count Sfiras HaOmer b'zman hazeh d'yaisa, even though we don't bring the Omer. That Sfiras HaOmer is not totally on the Hakrova of the Poel. Because nowadays we don't have a Hakrova of the Poel, and we still have Sfiras HaOmer. So Ibn is going to come out there and balance tuck it when you're going to stem with the Rishayim that Sfiras HaOmer is Rabbanon. That's what's going to come out in the Maram Chalava. Another Chiddush is going to come out in the Maram Chalava. That even this man should be the Mikdash Kaya. If for whatever reason they never bought the Omer, for whatever reason, there was no tefillah to bring it from, they also wouldn't have a mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer d'Oraisa. Because Sfiras HaOmer d'Oraisa needs a Hakrova B'Poel. The mitzvah is to start counting from the night before you start. From the night before you bring the Omer. But you need the Hakrova B'Poel, that's the Groma, that's the Goyim. So even B'Zman Shabbat HaMikdash Kayim, if there was no Hakrova B'Poel, there would be no Sfiras HaOmer. We could take the Ramban a little bit different. And this is the way the Divrei Yecheskel and Sim Mem Heri Stolid explains the Ramban. Not that the Sfiras HaOmer is totally on the Hakrova of the Poel. The Sfiras HaOmer is totally on the Yom Hakrova of the Omer. The day that you bring the Omer. The Ram Chalava says it's the Hakrova of the Poel which is Goyim. One could say a little bit different. This is how the Divrei Yecheskel says it. It's the Yom HaKrovas HaOmer, which is the Goyim. The day that the Torah said you should bring the Omer, start counting from that day. And that's why it's not a Zman Grom, because it's not the day on the Luach, which is the Kaveh. No, it's the Yom HaKrovas HaOmer, which is the Kaveh. But the Chayyim later, that shouldn't stem with the Rambam. Because look at the Rambam that says the Omer is one of their Yaisa. And nowadays we don't have a Yom HaKrovas HaOmer. There is no day that we bring the Omer. It would be mashma from the Rambam that Sfiras HaOmer is connected bichlal to the Hakrovas HaOmer. It would be mashma from the Rambam l'chaya, and this is the way some Achrayim have it. Then look at the Rambam, when the Torah this week's Sajjah tells us, the whole Chemesh Pakom of Tisboy should start counting Shiva Shavuos, is merely a way of telling us that start counting the Omer from Tez Zayin Nissan for 49 days. Sfiras HaOmer has got nothing to do with Hakrovas HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer is a mitzvah from Tezai, this and second day Pesach, count 49 days up till Shavuos. That's not the Oimer which is the Goyim. Horaya nowadays we don't have an Oimer, and we still have a Tzvias Oimer. And if that's correct, then the Chaya Avada Tzvias Oimer is going to be as a Man Gromer. The Kvias is Tezai, this moment. So the Ramban will only stand with the Rishonim that Tzvias Oimer is one of the Rabbonim. And then we can say Tzvias Oimer is totally on that Krova Zoyma, either like the Maram Chalama on that Krova Bepoil, or the other way to say Toil on the Yoyma Krova Zoyma. That's what should come out. Over Vemus, Sinishtazi. And the Divri Ramban can stim even with the Ramban. And with that, we have to understand Richtig Shittas Ramban. The Rambam says that Tzvias Oimer is one of the Eresa. The Ram in Sof, Sochim, and the Kesef Mishnah on the Rambam, ask a question on the Rambam. From the Gemara Menachos to Samach Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara Menachos to Samach Vav Amud Aleph speaks about the mitzvah to count days and to count weeks. And the Gemara says that Amema never counted weeks. He only counted days. He never used to say how many weeks it is we're holding. Only how many days. Oma Zeichel HaMikdashu. It's a Zeichel HaMikdash. Nowadays, Zot Rashi, there's no Chayvim in HaTayra to count Tzvias Oime. The whole Lech Oime, there's no Oime. Elo Zeichel HaMikdash Palmu. He bought it only a Zeichel HaMikdash. Hilkuk B'Yoime Sagi. It's sufficient to count days. One doesn't need to count weeks. Chayav is a mafurish a gemara, and nowadays Tzvias Oimer is only zeichel hamikdash. There's no mitzvah when a player to count Tzvias Oimer. Now, how can the Rambam ask him that Tzvias Oimer is man of the Eisa neged the maskonas a gemara menachas amem a mona yomer v'le mona shvua om a zeichel hamikdash? And we don't find in the gemara anybody who's mafurish argues in amema as that is not zeichel hamikdash. That's the Eisa.
Call Halashon.
Going back to the Shaila we discussed a few minutes ago, what would be the halacha if it's Zman Beis HaMikdash, there would be no Oimer? For whatever reason, there was no Tzvua, they didn't bring a Korban Oimer. If Reb Chaim Gezok is Poshet, that there'd be a mitzvah sphere to Oimer, the Eiser. If it's Zman Mikdash when there's no Oimer, Avada the sphere to Oimer, the Eiser. The Kulal. One doesn't need that krova the poil for Mitzvah Tzvias Oimer. Tzvias Oimer is not playing on that krova the poil of the Chaim Gezok, not like the Maram Chalava. What it means a yuri havoas Oimer from the day that this is the day that the Torah was kaveah to bring the Oimer, from then there's a mitzvah to count 49 days. If you don't have Tzvua, or you don't bring a Korban HaOmer for any reason, you still have a Yoim HaVoas HaOmer. And Memeil HaVadah does a mitzvah to count Tzvias HaOmer De'Eisa. But Reb Chaim Gezok, what would be the day nowadays? Bizman Beis HaMikdash Kaim HaVadah, even if there is no Oimer, there's a mitzvah Tzvias HaOmer De'Eisa. What's going to be the day nowadays? Reb Chaim Gezok, that's going to be Taylor on the Ultima Chalikas. If Kitcher is showing the kitchen, the Shaita Kitcher loves it, love it. Which the Gemara speaks about Megillah, Makkos, Zvochim. When David and Shlomo were Mekadosh the Beis Mikdash, was that Kiddush only there, called Zman, by his tradition? And by his Sheni did its own Kiddush? And nowadays we don't have any Kiddush? What lot Kiddusha? There is no Kiddusha Beis Mikdash? The Kiddush of David of Shlomo was there la'olam le'noyus when they were mekadosh it. It's a mikdash blaze b'kedushasoy la'olam. And even today, if one would only have a mizbeach, one could be makif kavanas. So Chaim Gezok, if Kiddush Shlomo Kiddush Shaita Kiddush Lasid Lavoi, I would say nowadays also, he built one could be makir theoretically the mincha zayma. Make him his bayach, he could be makir zayma. Obviously now this is also a yoyim havoa zayma. I have a pile, we're not bringing it. So we're like, this one is a mitzvah kind. One never bought the omer. That's a state of the time, not the sphere of the omer, because the omer was the omer came. I am Amos said that Zechle Mikdash Balmu, Amema was like Kitcher Asid Lovey. Amema must hold like Kitcher Asid Lovey, because there is no Kitcher Asid Mikdash. So we don't have a Yom Avos Omer. Once upon a time there was a Yom Avos Omer, but now there's no if there's no Kedushas Mikdash, there is no Yom Avos Omer. But we with La Halacha, the Rambam Paskins, there has been the Bechira that Kitcher Asid Lovey. We Paskin Kitcher Asid Lovey, Kedushas Bez Mikdash Kaim is there, so we've got a Yom Omer. Just for poil we don't bring it. I believe Pasha Tzvez Omer is there either. The good of Reb Chaim. Reb Chaim is saying that even the Rambam holds Tzvez Omer the writer isn't because Omer is unrelated. Isn't because Tzvez Omer is unrelated to Hakrovas Omer. Tzvez Omer is totally on Tzayinus. No. Reb Chaim is saying even like the Rambam Tzvez Omer is totally on Hakrovas Omer. That's not totally on Hakrovas Omer, it's totally on the Yom Avos Omer. And the Yom Avos Omer we have today also. Kitchener. The Shait Rishoyna is Kitchel Ozid Lovay. Even today we have Be'etzem, a Yoim Havar Zayma. And if one would have a Mizbech, one could be Makav Zayma. It's just a technical problem, we don't have a Mizbech. Now this is very mashma for the Rambam, which was the Rambam was Kaveh Chitzvir Zayma, and Hilchit Tamizim and Masofin. Together with Kitzvir and Havar Zayma, the Rambam didn't put it in Zamanin. The Rambam put Tzvir Zayma and Tamizim and Masofin with Kitzvir and Havar Zayma. Because I thought even like the Rambam and Tzvez Omer the writer, Mitzvah Tzvez Omer is from the Yom Havar Omer, it's not from Tzayinus. As there was the Mashma also from the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam Tzayin, Sefer HaMitzvahs, and Tzayin the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the beginning of every Mitzvah, the Rambam tells about the Kitzah, the Mitzvahs, the Rambam speaks about Tzvez Omer, the Rambam says, Lisboi kol ish ve ish, Shiva Shavuos, Miyoim HaKrovas Omer. Count 7 weeks from Yoim HaKrovas Omer. Either Rambam says the Tzvez Omer nowadays, the Eitzah, when we don't have HaKrovas Omer. Here it is like Reb Chaim says, we don't have a HaKrov of a Poil, but we've got a Yoim HaKrovas Omer. Kitchel Ozit Lovet. And in Mele we've got a Tzvez Omer, the Eitzah. With this would be Miyoshav also, the Ram in Enoch Psochim, as the Kash on the Rambam, he has a Mefurish of Medrash that Tzvir Zayma is only Rabbanan Bezman Hazeh. If it's a Tanna, who can argue on it? That you could start making Cheshbonos, that maybe the Adam Iran, the Nochas were told that we count days and weeks. Maybe they're arguing Gufa because they're all Tzvir Zayma, they're Eiser. Oh, I've got a Mefurish of Tanna, which says that Tzvir Zayma is Rabbanan. So it must be everybody holds that Tzvir Zayma Bezman Hazeh is Rabbanan. And the machlik is in Gemara, whether we count days and weeks or just days, is possible. What does the call of Eichel Mikdashu? As I time it, they're on the top of him. But the Ibrahim is good. Because even if it's a medish, it doesn't matter. That's the ultimate machlik is Tanoim, where the kitchen is Shoina, is kitchen lasted lover. So we'll say the medish, which holds that Tzidon is one of their jabbonim, is going like the Manda Omar, that loy kitchen lasted lover. But we paskin, yeah, kitchen lasted lover. So Tzidon is the Eichel. The ultimate machlik is Tanoim. But upon him, this is how the Prime learned up the Rambam, that even like the Rambam Tzvez Omer, the Bezan Zed Eiraisa, it's not because it's totally on Tzayinism. No, Tzvez Omer is one of the Eiraisa is, because Tzvez Omer is totally on the Yoim Havar Omer, not on the Hakrov of a Poel. And even today, we have a Yoim Havar Omer, because Kitcher Asid Lovay. But if they're coming back to the Rambam which said that Tzvez Omer is Mitzvah Tzvez Omer is one grammar, Tzvez that's not totally Yoim Havar on whether Tzvez Omer is one of the Eiraisa or Rabbanon, because even if your Tzvez Omer is one of the Eiraisa, the belt is the side of that isn't because Tzvez Omer is totally on Tzayinism. The side is because it's totally on the Yoim Havar Omer. Or if it's like even if Tzvez Omer is one of the Eiraisa, the Rambam can still hold the Noshim. Or Chayiv, it's Tzvez Omer and Atayra. It's a mitzvah say to Inaz Mangroma. Because the Kvirat of Tzvez Omer isn't totally on the day of the year, it's not totally on Tzayinism, it's totally on the Yoim Havar Omer. The Yoma was Oime Itali on. Tezainism. Aber wie bald ist viel Teile um der Yoma was Oime noch um Tezainism? Und ich sage, das ist noch mit der Seich in der Zwangrom. Der Ätzem ist Ätzem gescheut. Es fehlt Oime Itali on der Yoma was Oime. Der Ätzem ist mir wohl so, im Teufelsten Menoches, das war noch auf dem Dallabus. So is there discusses the famous Machlokes Rishonim whether you can count Sfiras HaOmer by night and by day, or just by night. And Tosafot says that from Rabbi Natan that you can count Sfiras HaOmer, I mean, I'll tell you with a bracha even by day. And Tosafot's Makoy to that is because the Gemara of the Darshans that we count Sfiras HaOmer from the first, from Leil Tezayin, that the Gemara of the Posit says, Mehochil, Chemesh, Bakomov. When you start counting, from when you start cutting the Tfuah for the Oime, and that's, you start counting the Tfuah, Leil Tezayin, says Tosafot, V'balt, you can cut the Tfuah for the Oime, not only Leil Tezayin, who was in Yoim Tezayin. You can count even Yoim Tezayin, you can cut the Tfuah for the Oime. It's not ma'akev if it wasn't cut by night. Overloy, you can count Sfiras HaOmer also by day. That means, Tosafot mavur that when the Gemara makes a drasha that Sfiras HaOmer is tolly on hochel chemish pakoma, it's not stam a simon ba'alma that's aware of the Gemara saying that Sfiras HaOmer starts Leil Tezayin. Because if that would be the case, that the drasha is merely a drasha that you start counting on Leil Tezayin. Overloy, the fact that you can count the fact that you can cut the tour by day won't be a reason that you can count Sfiras HaOmer by day. What's Sfiras HaOmer got to do with cutting the tour? It's the Drosh of Alma that we start counting Sfiras HaOmer from the time we start cutting the tour. It starts cutting the tour, Leil Tezayin. But just because with the average you can cut by day, that shouldn't be a reason that you can count Sfiras HaOmer by day. So it's the rule, that's not the trap of the Gemara. The Tzad Gemara is that Sfiras HaOmer is Gufah Tolui on the Kfir. Whenever you can cut, you can count. And if you can cut by day, you can count by day. Hein in Advarim. It's not a Kfir on the Tezayinism. The Sfiras HaOmer is Tolui on the Zman of the Kfir HaOmer. And if the Zman HaKfir is B'yoyim U'Balayla, then the Zman Sfir is also B'yoyim U'Balayla. Hein in Advarim of the Ramban. Sfiras HaOmer is not Tolui on Tezayinism. It's totally on the Yoim, Yoim Havoah Sa'imeh, Uloit the Maram Chalava on the Hakrova B'Poil. So, so far we discussed the first Kaddish of the Rambam. Either like the Maram Chalava, it's totally on the Hakrova B'Poil of the Oimeh, or where Reb Chaim learned up in the Rambam, it's not totally on the Hakrova B'Poil of the Oimeh, it's totally on the Yoim Havoah Sa'imeh. I will speak about a few minutes about the second Kaddish of the Rambam. Rambam is the second Kaddish. That because it's not totally on the day of the calendar, it's not totally on the Tezayinism, over there it's not called Zman Grama. And even though we're poil, we only count Omer from time to time in a year, we don't count Sfiras HaOmer all year round. So the poil it has a Zman. Of if you thought the Zman is not the Grama, it doesn't have a din of Mitzvah Seish as Zman Grama. And a good source to that would be the Turi Evan in Megillah. The Turi Evan in Megillah, the Chof on the base, asked the Shaila. We know that Noshim have a mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. They don't. The Kriya, we learned that from Apostle. They have a mitzvah of Havas Bikurim. Frank the Turi Evan, Havas Bikurim as a Zman. Its Zman is till Chanukah. And after Chanukah, one doesn't bring any more Bikurim. So why is Bikurim not a mitzvah seish as Zman Grama? One doesn't bring Bikurim all year round. And for the Torah Evan, that they don't bring Bikurim after Chanukah, the Gemara Darshan, the Pesach and Davlam Advolf, because only you will only bring Bikurim Kol Zman Shemetzuin Al Pnei Atzecho. Kol Zman that the Tzfuah, the payers are on the field of what? Anything left has already been eaten up. the animals and there's nothing left in the field, one doesn't bring Bikurim anymore. Says the Bikurim, the Torah Evan, this is not a simon ba'alma that the Zman Bikurim is still Chanukah. No, that's good for the reason. The kvirus of Bikurim is not poly on the Zman. It's totally on having tefillah in the field. Because the kvirus is not totally on the Zman, even though the poly one only brings it Zman as Zman, but because the kvirus is not totally on the Zman, the kvirus is totally, is there tefillah in the field or not? Oh, by the way, that's not called Zman Groma. This is mamish the same besides as Rambam that we've learned, that about kvirus Omer is not totally on the Zman. So even if the Maisa has a Zman, that's not called Zman Groma. However, there's an order on this from two different halachas. Say on the Ramban and say on the Torah Evan. One is, from Hilchis Kiddush Levana, we know, and as they state in Magen Avraham, Siman Tuf Chavav, that women don't do Kiddush Levana, that Magen Avraham, the reason is because the mitzvah says has Zman Groma. The Chaya, L'chaya, Kiddush Levana, it's not totally on a Zman. It doesn't have a Zman on the Luach that you can be Mekadosh Levana. Kiddush Levana is totally when the Levana is B'chidusha. The Levana B'chidusha, when there's a new moon, that's the Zman. That's the Zman of Kiddush Levana. So even though the Poyle has a Zman, according to the Rambam and the Torah Evan, it shouldn't have a dinner mitzvah of Zman Groma. And yet, the Magen Avraham Paskens is that the minig that women don't bend Kiddush Levana. And if you look at Chochmah Shleimah there on the Magen Avraham, that's the reason why it is. Another aura, which I didn't see anybody asking is, Magen Avraham and Simon Yudches, you've gotten Dalit, says that tzitzis, which Chazal say we only do tzitzis, we only wear tzitzis, is a manner of ear, where one can see. Says the Magen Avraham, over the Bein HaShmoshes, even if Bein HaShmoshes has got a din yoy, has got a din laila, sorry. Even on a Sadeh Bein HaShmoshes has a din laila. One can still wear tzitzis and make a bracha. Because, Tzvikas Mavrid and the Magen Avraham, tzitzis isn't totally on yoy. Tzitzis is totally on Zman Re'iyah. And Bein HaShmoshes, even if it's got a din of Lilo, it's still a Zman Re'iyah. And Memela, one of the mitzvah, the players of Vadai, to wear tzitzis Bein HaShmoshes, because one can see them. Tzitzis is not totally on yoy. If Toilon's Zman Re'iyah, and even Bein HaShmoshes is Laila, it's still a Zman Re'iyah. Like the Chayda, the Fidei Ramban and the Torah Evan, Tzitzis shouldn't be a mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. Not Toilon Yoy, Toilon's Zman Re'iyah. And yet it's a Furish, in the Braisa and the Halacha, that Tzitzis has got in a mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. One third Maramokim is a Tzitzis of Menachem Sadi Gimel Amid Beis. That Tzitzis even more than that. Tzitzis mitzvah to be Seimach on a Garden is a mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. The Torah says, even though Smicha doesn't have a Zman of Yoyim Lo Ilaylo, they both, there's a din of taking the Smicha Shechita, Smicha to be done in proximity to Shechita, and he can only shech the Yoyim. Oy Bazoi, Smicha is a mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. Again, because you can't do Smicha Valayla, because you've got to do it next to Shechita, and Shechita to be done by Yoyim. Once again, Smicha doesn't have a Zman. It doesn't have a Zman. But the toil, you can never do it by night. That's an extra Kiddush, even Kai Gavin calls Zman Groma. But upon him, say what we see by Kiddush Levana, say what we see by Tzitzis, say what we see by Menachas, all of that Lechir is moving to Loikar and Balan Torah Evan. And even if Sphere Zayma is going to be Toiler not on to Zionism, but going to be Toiler on the Yoim Havar, Sa'ayma, or even on the Akrab of the Poil, it would still have a dinner mitzvah as Zman Groma. Because at the end of the day, it has a Zman. Halacha lemaisa, Magen Avraham Paskens Shvi'as Omer, it's got a din mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. It has got a din mitzvah Seisha Zman Groma. Not like the Ramban. Of Akabon and Shittas Ramban, like the Ramban, and this is what we want to discuss, to be marich, the two chidushim which we see in the Ramban. Hen the chidush, it's not totally on the Zman, it's totally on the Vaz Omer, or the Akrab of Omer. And hen, the second Kiddush, that Azar Sot Mitzvah, which is not Poly in Zman, even if it has a Zman, says that Ramban doesn't have a Mitzvah Seish Azman Goma, and we show with a few Maram Klamers, Nishtazoi, Taisus, two Mogan Avrams, Sabai, Kiddush Levona, so if it's it, that's also mitzvah l'cheya, has it in, or mitzvah say, Shazman Groma, and with that we'll finish.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the Rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.